to Paul's writing to the Philippians, the third chapter, the 13th and the 14th verses, and also St. Luke 9 and 62 that you've already heard in your hearing. As we turn our Bibles to Paul's writing to the Philippians, the Bible reads, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in God in Christ Jesus." Supporting scripture this morning, Luke 9 and 62. "And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Amen. As we sum up our year of 2007 and pray that God allows us to go into 2008, our thought or our theme this morning tells us, forget what's behind and press on. Forget what's behind and press on. Forget what's behind and press on. We are blessed this morning to be here on this, the last Sunday of the year of our Lord, 2007. And I'm sure, as I see by your actions this morning, that you feel like you've been blessed by God. But everyone under the sound of my voice, I'm sure that you could be a witness that you've had some good days and you've had some bad days. There have even been some times when you thought you just wasn't going to make it. But by the grace and the mercy of God, God opened up another door. God did whatever needed to be done. He put somebody in the pathway to give you the right words at the particular time that you needed it. But whatever it was, we can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, because of the grace of God, I'm still here. Amen. Nothing I love better than to hear Charles sing, "I Won't Complain." But as I think back over periods of 2007, I myself can even say that there have been times I found myself complaining or allowing a negative statement to come forth when even asked about the church. You know how sometimes people ask you, "How's the church?" And I find myself saying, "It's church." So in other words, those of us that are servants in the house of God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Church is good. We have a hallelujah good time. And I always have to come back and remind myself of how blessed we are. But I allow the human part of me to say it's church. You got your ups and you got your downs. You got your good days and your bad days. You got days in church where the devil gets so busy you wonder, am I in the right place? You got days in the church house where you began to wonder, is this the place that God said to love ye one another? The Bible says, upon this rock I will build my church, not Cain's church, not his church, not their church, but God's church. We just go by the name of the Foul Chapel Baptist Church, but we are under the church of God. There's something to be said about church folk. Church folk can be one way or the other. Some of them are both ways at the same time. Very, very unpredictable. And then you got a few that you can predict exactly what they're going to do. Church folk. I'm looking at a bunch of church folk right now. Looked at one in the mirror before I got down here this morning. But you know what I found out about church folk? They just folk. People in society tend to make you feel like that you ought to be better than they are. You might supposedly a little spiritually stronger than they are, but it does not make us better because we are church folk. It does not make us higher than anybody else because we are church folk. And even church folk let us understand that when you take on offices and be leadership places, you're still just church folk. I'm your pastor, but nothing but a filthy rag before God and just a servant of God to go here and there to do what God said. Preach in season and out of season when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. But it boils down to I'm just church folk. Some days my church is full of fire. Some days I got to work on it. What about your church? If the only service you ever have is inside these walls, then you in trouble. Because every now and then, you got to have a private communion with God. Every now and then, I got to steal away in my secret closet. Because the one thing I do know about church folk are nosy folk. So every now and then, I got to get away from everybody and get in my secret closet. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever have to crowd and close out your family members? The Bible says, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, so everybody don't have to know everything. So every now and then, glory, I just felt my strength come back. I got to sneak away. Give God time to talk to me about some church folk. Well, what can you go back and say to the church folk? Well, God told me to tell these church folk that we caught hell in 2007. But the key to it all is not to carry a grudge. Not to carry that dead weight, that negative junk over into the new year. Aren't we talking about a new beginning? Then forget what's behind. Your disappointments, your confusion, the time when we fell out with one another. Oh, we better get it right. We go down to the graveyard, we take church folk down there. You want to go down there with a whole lot of hate? You want to go down there with a whole lot of unnecessary stuff on your shoulder? The Bible says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So let us lay aside every what? Somebody know the word in the house. So every weight and every sin which so be easily beset us to get in our way, let's put it off to the side. That one you can't stand, put it off to the side. That one that you heard and lied on, you put it off to the side. Don't worry about it. That was yesterday. Forget those things that are behind you. Oh, don't nobody want to hear me in the house this morning. Oh! When we take time to reflect back on our yesterdays, the first thing we got to understand is we can't change nothing. Yesterday is already gone. Wish you shoulda, coulda, can't happen now. Best thing you can do now is ask the Lord, lead and direct my path now. Where do we go from here? I'm reminded of a statement that had been passed on through generations. I'll forgive you, but I won't forget it. Anybody heard that? I know some of us have because church folk are the main one to use that. Because they want to hold on to something. They don't want to just let it go. They want to let you know I still got it in here. The Bible said that I got to forgive you. So with my lips, I'm going to tell you that I'll forgive you. But in my mind, I want you to know I'm not going to forget it. Well, I come to help somebody this morning. You better learn how to forget it and let it go. What does forget mean? To be unable to remember. Forget also means to overlook or neglect. Sometimes you got to learn how to overlook things. Stop being so thin-skinned that everything just cuts you. Learn how to take a punch sometimes. The Bible says, blessed are ye when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So that means that every now and then you're going to be talked about. But if they're talking about you, you know whether it's a lie or the truth. If you know why you did what you did, stand your ground. Go to the Lord in prayer. Anybody know anything about that? Cain can't fix it, but I know somebody. Glory, glory. Overlook. Neglect. Know how it is sometimes? Oh, glory. We got some folk. Get old folk. Some of them in the church too. And sometimes they think that they're getting over on you. But they don't realize that you're already aware of their game plan. But you don't want to kill your own blessings. So God done bless you to be a help, so you be a help anyhow. And they sitting back crazy enough thinking they so smart that they fooling you. And all the time you just putting on timber. Putting on timber. Long as I keep on building my building. Long as I keep on laying my foundation. You can talk about me if you want to, but I'm going to love you anyhow. You can pull us apart, but we're going to praise him anyhow. You can talk about the choir, but they're going to sing anyhow. You can talk about the preachers, but we're going to preach anyhow. Don't let nothing or nobody get between you and your love of God. Now, you give me about 10 more minutes and I'm going to be finished. But I'm thinking about how God blessed us in January. January, I was excited. I'm all about biblical numbers. And you remember Roland said that 7 was complete. 7 was a biblical number, so we're going to have a good year this year. God brought us through. And we've had some good things that happen. But yet the devil has been busy. Well, now he ought to be busy because that's his job. Devil just going to and fro, who's seeking whom he can devour, tear up. But I serve him, notice in this house that we recognize the devil when the devil comes. And the Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So instead of joining in and cussing one another out, somebody got to go down on bended knee. Somebody got to look over some things. Somebody got to neglect some things. Somebody got to forget some things. Put them behind you and press on. Dick, I want to know who is that somebody who is willing this morning to let go of yesterday so that they can be a better person today. Now, when Paul said lay aside every weight, wasn't talking about going on no diet. He don't care how heavy you get. What he's talking about is your mindset, your spiritual attitude. You better learn how to let go of some of that envy, some of that jealousy, some of that backbiting and name calling, some of that looking out and pointing the finger at other folk. Knowing that every time I point at you, something pointing back at me. Oh, glory. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus, I'm going to go ahead and preach this thing now. Because it feels good down in my heart. I found out that God is a mighty good God. But the Bible says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, I'm going to forget those things that are behind me. January through December, my good days and my bad days. The days when I felt good. Even the day that I felt bad, I'm going to forget those things. I got to put them behind. and reach forth until those things that are before me. Well, I want to know this morning, what is it before me? For I press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. That mark that I'm pressing for is to get to glory one day. I want to get to heaven. I want to hear him say, well done. So I got to press. I got to run this wicked race. I got to run. Keep my eyes on the prize. Because if you take your eyes off the prize, when you get your eyes off the prize, you get sidetracked. When you look back, you lose your focus. And you might trip, stumble, or fall. But I learned how to keep on keeping on. I'm glad this morning to be a child of God. Anybody in the house? Anybody had any trouble this year? Anybody had heartache this year? Anybody know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the devil has been on your trail? Do anybody understand that the devil tried to tear up our house, but he can't have it? It belongs to the Lord. And I thank God. I thank God for power this morning. I got power to tell the devil he's a liar. I got power to tell the devil, get thee behind me. You don't have no place in here. The Bible said that it came to pass that if they went a certain way, that a man said unto him, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you want me to go. But Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. I'm glad that I got nowhere to lay my head. But there is somebody that is able this morning to do what needs to be done. When you began to work for God, you got to have your mind made up. For God I'll live, and for God I'll die. When you get on the battlefield and you begin to work this work, it's just like a farmer plowing in the garden. When he put his hand to the plow, he got to keep his head straight. Got to keep his eyes up front to make sure he get a straight furlough. I've never planted a garden, but I learned how to read the word of God. And the Bible said that whoever put his hand to the plow and turn around and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. But I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm not worried about what's behind me. I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I want to let you know, don't be like Lot's wife, because God gave them instruction. Get thee out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't look back. Flee for your life. But the Bible said that somewhere along the way, Lot's wife forgot about something. Something back there she wanted to find out about. When God said, look forward, keep your eyes straight, she looked back, and the Bible said she turned into a pillar of salt. So you better be careful in being disobedient. Do what God said do. Forget those things that are behind and press on. Forget about your heartaches and press on. Forget about whatever you've been going through that might be holding you back, and just keep on pressing. I'm pressing on the upward way. The Bible, the songwriter said, new heights I'm gaining each and every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there anybody in that press this morning? Anybody got your mind made up that you're going into a new year with new beginnings? If you have aught against any brother or sister, this is a good day to bring it back together. God said, love ye one another as I have loved you. Throughout this year, we've had some good days, had some bad days, had some days when the devil was on the rampage. But Jesus Christ, he's the victor. He said, I'll fight your battle. All you got to do is trust in him. As long as we trust in God, he's going to make everything all right. He's going to give us a heart like this baby. He is so attentive to every word that's coming out of my mouth. He's watching every action. And he's doing the same thing. So that lets us know, be ever so careful what you're doing in the front of the babies. Because even if you was at the dance hall, and if you jig a leg, they'll jig a leg. So you got to teach them right from wrong. I saw him earlier with the tamarind. And he was on beat too. Doing what we ought to be doing. And the Bible says, suffer little children to come unto me. For us such is the kingdom of heaven. Until we get the heart of a child. Whereas, you know, when they fight and fall out, they get right back up and go back and start playing. That's my buddy. That's my friend. Where's your friend? Why y'all fight? Well, they don't remember. Can't we do the same thing? Can't we do the same thing? Forget those things that are behind and press on.